Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Happy Thursday, Cleveland. It's a day where you get a little bit of action. Guardians underway. You get to watch a series finale. That'll be, you don't get to watch it. Don't watch it. You want to listen, of course. But we have a series finale between Baltimore tonight as well. Got plenty to talk to. You heard from Andrew Berry, Joe Flacco on the station earlier. We will be nothing short of getting to plenty and plenty of Browns talk. It's Jake Vomick with the guys here from 7 to 11, as always, on overtime. Running the board tonight, we have Andrew Hody on the board, aside from his usual 2020 spot, pulling a little bit of a switcheroo.
Good to be here.
Yeah,
I run the board on the weekends a lot of the time, but I also do updates and run the board.
So, That's true.
I got the experience.
You got everything you need. Michael Markoch on the 2020s as well, doing work in the back. Again, I told you, we heard a lot today from Andrew Berry, from basically everything that you could imagine, right? We're talking Travis Hunter, the Browns' plans, why they added Joe Flacco, and everything going to plan. And it sounds like, as always, the Browns acting as if, at least acting as if, maybe they are, but as if everything is cool and collected, and they don't have to worry about a single thing. Now, there were obviously the things that stood out throughout his press conference today, and I don't think that I have to tell anybody. The comments on Travis Hunter is really where things start and where everything starts to build up, right? As soon as you hear him talking positively on a couple of guys, that's where the buzz begins. And today it was Travis Hunter and it was Jalen Milroe. Those were the two names that he was really going to bat for from top to bottom in what he wanted to do. I do want to get to a clip here to start things out, because I want everybody to take a listen to just the way that Andrew Berry actually decided that he wanted to talk about Travis Hunter, right? In the comparison that he makes, it is absolutely no joke. So let's take a listen to what Andrew Berry did have to say about Travis.
One of the things that is can't probably fully appreciate until you actually see Travis play live is his elite conditioning. He really never comes off the field. He barely pants like that, that type of thing. So it's quite incredible. What he would attempt to do has not, been really done in our league, but we wouldn't necessarily put a cap or a governor in terms of what he could do.
And it's just the comparison that he makes later on as well, calling him a Shohei Ohtani of football. And this here is something that we've talked about several times. I've said that I don't like the comparison, but we'll talk about that as well. I just think if you're going into this, you're obviously operating under one of two mindsets, right? either you're Andrew Berry and you're going up there and being the honest, let's hear what you actually like about the prospects in this draft, which is very rarely the way that it feels like the Browns operate in their current state, that they just go up there and talk to you about the guys they like. But at the same time, it's not like there's a reason to necessarily lie. And he's the one of the top two picks in the draft. Potentially, what? Yeah, I don't see him falling any lower than three. He's a bona fide, people consider him a top two prospect if you take Cam Ward and the quarterback and the elevation of that position in the draft out of it. He's a guy that, yeah, I think every GM across football right now would have to have positive things to say about the way that Travis Hunter plays football. But if you go out here and with the buzz already being, hey, Travis Hunter could very well end up being a Cleveland Brown. And the odds are that he does. I mean, quite literally, Vegas has him as the odds-on favorite. That's who they go out and they handpick, basically, as who the Browns are going to select. If everybody had to have their money on it, if Vegas tells you, yeah, I'd probably say it's going to be Travis Hunter. I like to get things wrong, and there's pretty good indication. Browns going question mark, but yeah, you go up there and you speak honestly about a guy like Travis Hunter. I don't think that there's much of a confusion there. It makes sense. Again, all 32 GMs, I imagine, would have to be a positive outlook, positive thinking on Travis Hunter. But the other side of this is obviously, if Andrew Berry said, well, I don't love what Abdul Carter brings me, and a lot of people want Travis Hunter, and I don't know that he fits in right now, could just be looking to push things up the board. Could just be looking to go, all right, I say that I like this guy a lot, and doing what essentially the Titans are trying to tell you that they'd also be interested in doing, which is, hey, we really like Cam Ward, but we're not ruling out the possibility of trading out of the number one spot. If you needed me to trade out of the one spot, I could potentially go through and actually do that. You just have to go out and actually give me something. And oh, by the way, we really, really like Cam Ward, a.k.a. it's going to take a king's ransom. It's going to take everything that you could possibly throw to move him off it. That's the other side. That's where Andrew Berry can now be playing this up. In the two lines of thinking, in which one that I actually believe in, I think that you just get Andrew Berry here talking candidly about Travis Hunter, in that, again, all 32 GMs have something positive to say. Andrew Berry's no different. When the Browns come on the clock at 2 and the card gets turned in, there's an okay shot that Travis Hunter has his name on that card. There's no real reason. When we talk about, oh, maybe this is a smokescreen, which I know a lot of people throw out there when he talks positively about one player, or he goes out and just says positive things or throws a wide receiver. Everything in today's day and age is a smokescreen in the draft in people's eyes. I truly don't think this is a smokescreen. In throwing a smokescreen at 2, other than, yeah, we're looking to trade back, and he would like you to throw us some really nice assets, it's the only reason you ever throw a smokescreen at 2. It doesn't do you as much help as it does for the people trying to, you know, throw smokescreens. I think even at 3, 5, within the top 10, just a little bit lower, it makes a lot of a difference. The smokescreens lower actually makes sense because, okay, well, now we're going to get up and, well, if you thought we were going to draft this player, but we were really deciding between the two, well, if you know I'm going to take him, you might go out, somebody might trade up above you, take him, and you get the fall anyway. Somebody might try to trade up, and you know a guy's going to drop the pick after. There's ways to maneuver the draft to get the player that you really like. Guys, think about the scenario at the top of the draft. Where are the Browns trying to trade down to? If you're throwing a smokescreen, who do you really want in that spot? I sit there and I question, like, if you really like Mason Graham, right? That's sort of the other almost blue-chip talent. But he plays defensive tackle, so he doesn't get that same kind of allure. He doesn't get that same kind of traction at the top of the draft. If you're trying to get him, the only place he'd be trading down is 4. Like, I'm not going any lower than 4 and taking the risk that I don't get Mason Graham, because the Patriots wanted to, they could draft him, right? If they wanted to go out and get him, they could take him there. If I go down to 5... You run that risk. They probably draft Will Campbell, maybe, but they could absolutely take Mason Graham. But I don't think there's a name like that. When we talk about the guys lower on in this first round, even beyond the top four picks, there's just not a ton that you're looking, I think, at his premier talent, have-to-have guys. And even later on in the draft, I know the Browns do have a lot of holes to fill when you talk about running back, another wide receiver, maybe multiple tight ends, offensive line, and a slew of positions across the defense. But if you want to go through and try to do that, I don't think that's the way to address it. I don't think the way to address it is, well, we have to basically take a full shot at it in 2025, and you have to have this cleared up in 2025, and 2026 isn't an option. No, this is a retool. If anything, in being generous and kind about it, it's a retool. Andrew Berry's not throwing smoke. When he calls Travis Hunter the Shohei Ohtani of football, he's not trying to throw smoke. I think you'd get a general manager that, sure, ask him about Abdul Carter. He'll sing praises about Abdul Carter, but you can't just compare Abdul to Shohei Ohtani. That comparison, and why it drives me nuts, obviously, is because Shohei Ohtani, maybe when things are done, you could make the argument that in prime, the peak of his play could be the highest peak ever achieved by a baseball player. And that's where people go, wow, comparing him to Shohei is a huge, huge comparison, when clearly the thing that's trying to be drawn here is he's a talented player that plays at two positions and is talented at both of those positions. That's the comparison being made. I don't think that this is, oh, well, he says he likes Travis Hunter, Browns are taking Travis Hunter. Again, you could say positive words about Shador. He's had positive words about Jalen Milroe, for crying out loud. And he'd say the same thing for Travis Hunter. He'd say the same thing probably if you asked him about Mason Graham. You asked him about Travis Hunter. And it's not to say they're not taking him. It's not to say they are taking him. But I think one way or another, the comments don't change. Truthfully, by what Andrew Berry handed you today, I don't know that there was really any difference of the way that you should feel that this is any kind of tipping his hand or showing you that there are a couple of guys that he likes. I think you're talking about some really talented prospects and positive words being said about those prospects. Andrew Berry and the Browns will continue to do what Andrew Berry and the Browns do, just hold the pick close to the chest. When you ask him about, oh, are the Browns going to draft? Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. We don't have that set in stone yet. We'll take up until Thursday. So you're not going to be able to ask me a question at any point, even if you wanted to reach out to me by megaphone outside of my house. You're not going to get an answer because it's going to be, I'll take up until Thursday, up until we're on the clock, to really assess the situation and take that pick. Do the Browns know who they're picking? Yeah, probably. I would say at this point, you're a week out from the draft. I hope you know who you're picking with the number two pick. Your evaluations are more than done at this point. It's just not going to be told to you by Andrew Berry. The Browns operate the way they operate. There's no tipping of the hand here. There's nothing Andrew Berry's trying to tell you and lay out to you that we're taking Travis Hunter. It's, we really like that guy. There's a chance we draft him the same way there's a chance we draft Abdul Carter, the same way there's a chance we draft Shador Sanders. You're not getting any crazy information here. There's nothing crazy changing about what I'm actually presenting you. I'm just throwing out to you what's actually out there and available. 216-474-0092. Did Andrew Berry's comments today convince you they're taking Travis Hunter at two? Did nothing for me. I have no inclination on what the Browns are doing at two. Probably Travis Hunter. But from Andrew Berry's point, I got told nothing today. You can also get me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we can do our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot coming up for you guys later on in the show. 8:40, we'll talk to Nick Carboni of WCNC, the sports director, and he'll talk to us about what the Carolina Panthers might be doing with the number 8 pick for Draft Daily. Coming up a little later on as well, 9:20, we'll talk to Danny Cunningham, the Inside Shot Substack, Locked On Cavs as well. You've heard him over the last 2 days on the station with Afternoon Drive about who the Cavs would rather play, what the first round of the playoffs have to look like. Station Buzz coming up at 7:40. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Michael later on the show for Change Your Mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. Did Andrew Berry's comments today convince you they're taking Travis Hunter? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with the guys here on Overtime on The Fan. Jake Volnick with the guys on The Fan, asking you at 216-474-0092. Did Andrew Berry's comments today convince you they're taking Travis Hunter? Again, I'm on the side of no, it did not. It doesn't get me anywhere closer to, they might be taking Travis Hunter here. No, it's the same exact way that before we entered today. There's probably a, 50, 60% chance that you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And that's the guy that you end up taking, right? He's at the end of the day the one, and then Abdul Carter holds a good chunk of that at last part, and at this point, then Shedeur Sanders holds the minimal sort of last part, and then my hopes and dreams there down at the bottom. Again, I don't think that the Browns are going to tip their hand to you. There's no way that they're going out and tipping their hand and trying to show you anything additional beyond what they've already come out and said. Again, they like Travis Hunter. That's not surprising to anybody, and it shouldn't be. They like Travis Hunter. They consider him at the number two pick. So, yes, you go out and you say good things about Travis Hunter, because if that's the guy you decide you want to draft, or you at this point, I think, have decided if you want to draft, then why would you go out and say bad things about him? Even if in your mind you were saying, nah, we're going to take Abdul Carter. You want to go out and say, Travis Hunter is good. He can play both ways, but yeah, he's all right. There's no GM in football right now that's showing their hand like that. The closest thing that you're going to get is going to be the Tennessee Titans, because they have the number one pick, and there's definitely no reason to throw a smokescreen there. I will say, though, the comparison by Andrew Berry, comparing Travis Hunter to Shohei Ohtani, again, it's not like he came up with it. He's not the first one to say it. I've said it several times and also said that I don't like it that much. But a lot of people make that comparison because it's the easy athlete-to-athlete comparison to make. You ask the question, is he like Shohei Ohtani? Yeah, he plays two positions in one sport. and is going to be on the field more than any of his other competitors because he's doing it in multiple spots. And you're providing that from two different ways. I don't know that it's that fair of a comparison. It's a lot of different ways that that crumbles. You're looking at a comparison between Travis Hunter and Shohei Ohtani. Like, yes. Again, the very obvious smack you in the forehead observation. Guys that play multiple positions, but it's so much different. It's so much different to draw that comparison and to throw it out there. It sounds good. It makes it feel good if for anybody looking at Travis Hunter that would like him if you're going to potentially draft him. But it's not exactly the same, right? On days that Shohei isn't pitching, he's playing one position and he's hitting the ball. And the position is DH. He's literally up there to hit the baseball. And then when he's healthy and his elbow's not torn in half, he's pitching and hitting the baseball on the same day. Yeah, it's a lot. It's additional. But it's not the same kind of exact one-to-one because Shohei can go out there and do his job every single day at full capacity. Does wearing on you is pitching and also hitting? Yeah, there's a little bit of a physical aspect, a physical toll on that. But not nearly the physical toll that comes from, you know, taking upwards of 100 snaps in a game and playing both ways full time. That doesn't work. That's not the exact same one-to-one comparison. Again, there's a difference to be drawn there. So when you call him the Shohei Ohtani, that's why I think, yes, as a general throw-it-out-there comparison, it's fine. But in the grand scheme of things, making the comparison might not be the direct one-to-one. You like the way, if you like Travis Hunter, that Shohei Ohtani sounds, but don't get it twisted that he's an absolute star and going to be the best in the sport. That ceiling's there, but it's not in the same way that it is for Shohei either. Again, 216-474-0092. If you guys want to jump in, whether or not Andrew Berry's comments today convinced you they're taking Travis Hunter, let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Todd, is in Ward 1. What's going on, Todd? You there, Todd? I got you now.
Yeah, I hear you. You hear me all right?
Yep, I got you now. What's going on, man?
No, I'm not even remotely convinced. He knows he needs more. He knows he needs more. And he knows it's in his best interest. If somebody comes up, like the 49ers, and the 49ers says, "Hey, we only missed the playoffs because we were banged up. We have a Super Bowl team right now healthy. We got that. We'll move up just to increase. And if you want to take our 11th pick and then take our first pick in the second round, we'll come up and get your second pick." He knows he needs to jump. He knows that. Now, that's far back. I hope it doesn't happen like
that. Yeah, what is that, 11?
Yeah, it's 11. That's 11. That's far back. I hope it doesn't happen like that. But the Dolphins at 13, the Cowboys at 12, definitely the Raiders at 6. He knows he needs to move back. So, however, if he's sitting there and nobody's made an offer, then based on that alone, I would say, yeah, he's probably going to grab him. But it would be a mistake. The Browns just need more. No further comment.
All right, Todd, I appreciate the call. Need more, yes. There's so many positions to fill. And if you were going to compete and you're going to put together a playoff team this year or a team that could go deep into the playoffs, yeah, I could be looking at saying you could just use a few extra players. I don't think that's what the Browns want to do, and I think they are lacking, especially on the offensive side of the ball, a cornerstone piece. I mean, truthfully, pick one out, and please tell me who it is because I'm dying to know who we think is an absolute cornerstone. The closest thing you probably have is Jerry Jeudy, and I don't think that it's very fair to make Jerry Jeudy a cornerstone of your offense and consider him one of the top pieces. He's not a Jamar Chase. He's not a Justin Jefferson. He's well below that. He's a good wide receiver. Solid. He's just not somebody that you take your team and you're like, okay, we build the team around knowing we're going to keep Jerry Jeudy here. You don't do that. You're looking for a guy like that. You're still trying to find that in every team across the NFL, all of the winning teams, I should say. They have those guys. Those guys are in place. right? I mean, I could go up and down the list with you. There's no need. A lot of them stem from the quarterback spot. There's multiple teams who have it stemming from other positions and multiple positions. But you don't look at winning teams and go, yeah, they got a bunch of mediocres on offense. You don't. Look at the teams. Even teams built around defense right now. It's more than just, oh, well, the Eagles are all right on offense. No, they have Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown. Like, a team's built around defense, great. They also have to have offensive star power, and you're needing that. You're trying to find that. Can you find it 11? Maybe. Are you going to find a Travis Hunter at 11? No, not in this draft. Certainly not. So I don't love trading back. I don't love trading back farther. But if Travis Hunter's there for you at 2, again, I'm not mad if they make that pick. That's fine. It's not my desired one. I'll be okay. I'll walk away from Thursday feeling just perfectly okay. 2 thumbs up going to Travis Hunter as he enters into a brown and orange. But I would much prefer a Shedeur Sanders or something else. But it's not because of comments today that I think it's going to happen. It's going to be Travis Hunter. It's from everything that we've seen across the body of work and the fact that I think he's potentially one of the most talented guys and with the highest ceiling on the offensive side of the ball, and that's what the Browns are needing right now. Again, 216-474-0092, BP's in Pepper Pike. What's going on, BP?
Hey, Jake. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Good, good. You know, I've seen the latest measurements of Travis Hunter. You know, he's officially listed 6 foot tall, 188 pounds. I mean, that's like the same size as Greg Newsom, you know, the cornerback for the Browns. I met Greg Newsom. He's not a very big guy. I have my concerns about Travis Hunter, and I know, you know, he's still got some great draft grades and all that, but I just, if I were the Browns, you know, if everything's equal, the medical reports, and I would be leaning towards Abdul Carter here. Because I know that guy's done it against the best competition in college football, against, you know, in the Big Ten, against Ohio State and Michigan and Wisconsin and Iowa. And, you know, he's put up some big numbers against Ohio State and Michigan. I mean, you know, if I could get a guy that's similar to Micah Parsons on the opposite side of Myles Garrett, you know, that's kind of that interests me. You know, that intrigues me.
Yeah. BP, I think, too, it makes a lot of sense the way that Andrew Berry, if he wants to build his team the same way that Howie Roseman does, you go get the defensive end. It's part of the reason why I think, and a lot of other things that come with trying to balance working a multi-position player and feeling through those issues, why I'd probably lean Abdul Carter. The size thing for me, though, is just almost a non-factor. I don't, he's smaller, but in playing two ways, yeah, there's an injury risk there. I'm not saying it's maybe no factor is wrong. I'm not saying it's nothing. But there's guys that are smaller and at that position, like if they play wide receiver too, they come in at similar weight who have been very good and relatively healthy in their NFL career.
I mean, if I'm drafting a receiver with the second pick in the draft, I want to get a guy like Calvin Johnson, like a guy that's 6'3", you know, 220 or something that I can hang my hat on, or, you know, I just, you know, Megatron type of guy, you know, like I just got my resume. It's a shame for the Browns that this draft, I don't love this draft at all. I mean, it's really a shame that we're not in the draft where they had Justin Herbert and, you know, Joe Burrow. That's the kind of draft we needed here at pick number 2. So it's really unfortunate. I mean, we're all fans and we all know the NFL pretty well, and everybody's struggling with this. Like, there's no clear cut right answer here at pick number 2 for the Browns. So, you know, I just hope they go with the safest pick, you know, the guy that can be, a Pro Bowl type player, and then, you know, maybe grab your quarterback prospect. I'm not even going to say starter in the second or third round, but it's a weird draft.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
Definitely. It definitely is.
Very
it's more than odd.
It's a shame that we don't even know if we're getting a blue chip player with Abdul Carter, with Travis Hunter, with Shedeur Sanders. I mean, every one of these guys has major question marks. And even, you know, so it's unfortunate, but I guess it is what it is. But I'm still hoping the Browns, we've got to improve this offense. Even if we do get Abdul Carter, because we've talked about before, the Browns last year scored 15 points a game. That is just not acceptable.
Yeah, and I think that, and I appreciate the call. We're up against it, BP. I appreciate the fact that Travis Hunter can go through and be a big help for that. But the Browns at the top of the draft are going to need to focus relatively heavy on the offensive side. They just have to at the top of the draft. Your first, I mean, 3 rounds, 4 rounds, you should be looking at majority, I think, to address the offensive issues on your team, because yeah, you're pretty bare bones over there, and the defense is still Maybe not exactly where you want it, but it's good. You need some help, but it's still functioning just fine at the way that it is right now. Again, just nothing changed my mind. I'm fine if you take Travis Hunter. I believe in Travis Hunter. I believe in Abdul Carter. But nothing today swung me in a different direction, leaning farther to one side. I'm right where I was yesterday before hearing Andrew Berry talk. All right. Station Buzz coming up at 7:40. And if you're looking for a little bit of something you could expect, Andrew Berry earlier on today talked about the fact of the fifth-year option potentially trading back up into the first round. And here's what Andrew had to say.
There have been some alterations based on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And, you know, medical, mental, character fit. But I wouldn't say more generally late in the process, we don't have these like wild swings, so to speak. Probably a little bit more tweaking than anything.
Yeah, and we're going to find out coming up from Barry, that fifth year option not being the biggest factor. We'll get to sort of where that stands, right? And some comments on it from our guests earlier on, a specific Jimmy Watkins and what he had to say, as well as all of our station guests. Again, coming up in 5 minutes here with the Station Buzz, Jake Volnick on 92.3 The Fan. Going to talk a little Cavs coming up here at 8 o'clock because first round's almost upon us. We're a day away from figuring out who the opponent is. And there's questions that need to be answered relative to Kenny Atkinson and what he looks like in the playoffs. We'll address those again coming up here in about 17 minutes. But I do want to get to the most pressing things said from our station's guests today. Let's do it with the Station Buzz. All right, let's kick things off here. And let's start it with Jimmy Watkins. He was on with Afternoon Drive from Cleveland.com today. And he talked about exactly what we played at the end of last segment. Fifth-year option, he's not buying it from Barry.
To me, that answer is for other general managers, not for us. I don't think it makes any sense for the guy who values flex. And this is all GMs, by the way. I'm not trying to, like, make Andrew Barry this extra nerdy GM. Every GM values cap flexibility. Every GM values that extra year of versatility on a contract. That's why we see, that's why it's a common thing for teams who have high second round picks to try to trade up in the first and get that fifth year option on guys. But when I hear him say that, it doesn't make any sense to me unless we're talking about it from the purview of, I don't want other teams to hear me say this and then think that they can shake me down for a few extra draft picks to trade into the first round.
Yeah, I'm not buying the Andrew Berry, nor would I buy any NFL GM who's like, oh, the opportunity to take our guy for a fifth year on what's probably, if he pans out to be really good, a lot less money than he's actually going to be getting paid. Yeah, said no GM ever. You get a chance to have your guy in the building for another year without having to negotiate a contract extension or without having to pay him that money in that year and be cap flexible for another year, you do it every single time. I think that you see guys value that a ton. GMs across the league value that a ton. It's the same way, especially with quarterback, when you're looking to get your guy and you trade back up into the first round, it's not because you think he's going to go at 32 and somebody's going to steal him from you. It's because you're looking at it and you're going, well, I draft him tomorrow night, it's not as good. It's not as great. I get him for 4 years without the potential of five. Why not just throw it on? I don't know if Andrew Berry, again, is trying to scheme something up, maybe like Jimmy laid out, where maybe he's trying to undervalue it to other guys. Maybe he's trying to make it so he can trade back up into the first round. Either way, Andrew Berry's, he's not talking about that. He's a guy who works the cap like crazy. And maybe to him, he's like, we'll just kick the can down the road. So what does a fifth year matter anyway? I'll just pay him the money, but I'll pay it to him in 2065. But I'm not buying it. Any chance that you get to be flexible at the cap and not have to do anything of acrobatics, I think you're taking it every chance that you get. All right, let's keep it going. Miles Simmons, also on with Nick and Spencer today of Pro Football Talk. He talked about the potential of taking Travis Hunter in number two.
I mean, for as much as Andrew Berry can light up, when you watch the press conferences I did this morning and he starts talking about Travis Hunter, I mean, the man lights up. All right, like, and there's usually circumstances in the draft where general managers don't necessarily get to fall in love with the player because they know that there's a chance that he could be off the board. But when you're picking at number two and the consensus pick is Cam Ward at number one to the Tennessee Titans, you do have a chance to fall in love with the guy. To me, it means something when you see somebody who is usually as stoic as Andrew Berry is, like, light up for as much as he can light up when he starts talking about Travis Hunter. So at this point, yeah, I would be pretty surprised if the Browns did not select Travis Hunter at number two next week.
Again, I'm not buying the fact that Andrew Berry gave you anything today. I do buy the fact that he lights up when he talks about Travis Hunter, though. Like, he does clearly value him very highly. I didn't talk a whole bunch of Abdul Carter today. I would imagine that he probably likes him a lot, too. Really good pass rusher. Gets after the quarterback. Type of guy that Andrew Berry likes. Yeah, you sort of light up, I think, for great prospects and the opportunity to have them on your team. Again, do I think he's in consideration at two? Do I think he's 100% right now one of the options for the Browns, and they're probably down to two, three, if not, having made their decision? Yeah, he's in the mix at the very least. And I'll reiterate, not to say that they're not taking Travis Hunter at two, because I don't believe that to be true. I think there's a good chance that they do. But I don't think that today was the sell. I think that, again, it's you like a guy, you talk highly of a guy, and you light up for really good prospects that also play two positions and potentially down the road save you a lot of money. Let's keep it rolling. Once again, Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, on with the morning show today with Ken and Anthony, and she talked about which quarterback she would take right now, Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco.
Who's going to win the quarterback competition, Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett?
I would say Kenny Pickett.
Whoa! Whoa, Mary Kay. We have Joe Flacco
Mary
coming on later
Kay
today.
Cabot.
Well, just with the way that the Browns have been talking up Kenny Pickett, it really seems to me that they're setting expectations that Kenny can go out there and win the job. And they are talking about him in terms of a Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield getting his second, third, whatever chance in Tampa, Jared Goff, Geno Smith, these kind of guys that they showed something in their first opportunity but really needed a change of scenery and a new environment to flourish and excel. And I think that's what they see for Kenny.
There's no shot. There's no shot. Like, listen, they are talking up Kenny Pickett, and I think there will be a quarterback battle when it comes down to it. I don't know the legitimacy of that quarterback battle, although everybody that I talk to tells me that it's going to be a pretty legit quarterback battle, and Kenny Pickett will 100% have a chance to win that job. I just don't see how you beat out Joe Flacco. I mean, we talked about this a little bit earlier on in the week. Not only do I feel like Joe Flacco right now, even sitting at 40, 41 years old, whatever he is the better quarterback over Kenny Pickett. I also feel like when you bring him into the city of Cleveland, you're doing no favors. If you feel like having Kenny Pickett on your roster, you can actually tap into something that potentially, you know, he just didn't get a fair shake in any of his other spots between Pittsburgh and Philly. I think that they do believe that. That they do wholeheartedly believe that. But you do it with Joe Flacco backing you up for a second time, having already played well in Cleveland. We know how the story goes. It already writes itself. Kenny Pickett plays one bad game, and believe me, he will play a bad game. And the Joe Flacco chance start. Everybody's dying for the chance to see the quarterback that led them to the playoffs in 2023. Everybody wants to see the old guy under center and slinging the football and throwing touchdowns and having the offense function at the highest possible rate, even if it means interceptions and turning the ball over. The fans are going to want Joe Flacco. And honestly, not only do I think Joe's the better quarterback, you really are doing a disservice to Kenny Pickett if you start him week one, because at some point, it might not be that week, it might not be next week, but within those first few weeks, the fans are going to be calling for Joe Flacco because they want their quarterback, the quarterback they want under center after having to watch Deshaun for the last 3 years. That's reality. Joe Flacco himself, though, as we come around full circle, on with Ken and Anthony today, and he talks about quarterbacks around the league wanting to get an early start in the starting role.
There's definitely things that are different just in general. I don't want to necessarily get myself in trouble by like giving you my exact thoughts on what's going on in the league right now. But everybody wants to get everybody out there right away. And like, listen, I get it. I wanted to, when I was a rookie, I wanted to play right away. That really wasn't the plan, but I did want to play right away. I think these days, though, just because there's not, you don't have to commit as much money in the draft with these guys. Like, obviously, the top picks are still getting a good amount of money, but they're not getting the type of money that, like, was starting to happen, like, when I was a rookie. You know, when you were a top draft pick, you were assigned a lot of money. I think it's become a little bit easier to draft these guys a little bit higher. So now you're getting guys that haven't played a ton of college games, maybe, and you've drafted them so high. So now there's a lot of pressure to get these guys on the field right away. So there's a lot of things I think that you could probably say, and that's what I'll go with.
Yeah, I think that Joe sort of lays out the idea. One, it plays into his narrative, is wanting to be a starting quarterback. Hey, Browns, you go draft a guy. Everybody feels like they have to start the young guy. It wasn't like that when I was there. Okay, Joe, all right. If they draft a guy at two, we get it. You'd still like to be the starting quarterback. But more so over, I think this is much more to the degree of, yeah, and quarterbacks do come in with the expectation that they're going to start. And for some teams, it works out, i.e. Jaden Daniels this year. For a lot of teams, it doesn't, right? There's a lot of guys who step into that first year, and they go through the ups and downs. They go through the struggles. And a lot of guys that, on top of that, sort of flame out. And they're supposed to be this great prospect, but end up not panning out in the slightest. Is it because they were thrown in the fire too early? Yeah, I think it's up there. It's on the table. Is it the sole reason? No. I mean, go back and look at the NFL draft. There's picks within the first round all the time that just they didn't get to start right away, and they still didn't pan out. It's all about the individual for me. I think that sitting for a quarterback can do a lot. I also think there's guys, especially in the state of college football right now, where you can stay 6 years, that you could step into the NFL and be 95% ready to go. Like a Jaden Daniels, like a Bo Nix last year. They stepped in. They looked good. Their teams looked good. It's not always a bad thing. Let's get to one more here. Danny Green, Odyssey NBA insider, was on with Baskin and Phelps today, and he talked about which team he'd rather see the Cavs face if he was them, the Hawks or the Heat.
It shouldn't matter, but I guess if you're hoping for a matchup that's better fit, it'd probably be Atlanta, because I don't know if they have the same amount of bigs or bigs that can match up with Jared and Evan. You know, Bam is a very good big, protect the rim, and they got, you know, Khalil Ware. So those two guys are pretty solid, but you would want an advantage somewhere, right? I mean, you have advantages regardless, but you probably want more of an advantage at the big spot. If you're Cleveland, I would try to go for Atlanta, possible.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. I'm all in. Give me the Hawks over the Heat. I'd much rather face Atlanta in their current state. Sure. Is Trae Young potentially going to win you a game, even potentially at some point win you two games? Yeah, he could. He could go off. He could have a good series. You just have so many advantages over the Hawks right now that I look at that team up and down. They're not terrible. They're also not great. It's a team that they have their flaws. They have their struggles. As you match up as the Cavs, there's a reason why you're the one seed, they're the eight seed. And Miami just has a couple extra stars, a couple extra guys that I think can pop off at any point, and they do match up slightly better with you from a guarding you standpoint and then also getting their advantage. Bam's just a big that has a little extra weight to him and makes it very dangerous. And Tyler Hero's not on the same level of Trae Young, but he can also go out there and give you 30 or 40 if you let him. So give me the Hawks. All right, that'll do it for this Station Buzz. Coming on back, I do want to talk a little bit of Cavs with you guys, because as we're getting ready for the first round, Kenny Atkinson, adjustments need to be made for the playoffs. Do adjustments need to be made for the rotation? 216-474-0092. We'll do it coming up here at 8 o'clock. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on Overtime on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.